Hello, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants Raves. Daily Rants Raves, of course, are sponsored by Ingram Micro. And, of course, you can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com, and you can go to ravepubs.com to check out all of our podcasts. Click on the podcast section. But today, I actually want you to go to ravepubs.com, and I want to draw your attention to a blog I wrote about Lutron's founder, Joel Spira. I had the fortunate opportunity to meet Joel a few different times when I was consulting with them when they were entering the commercial AV market some years ago. But I did not work with him really closely, but the stories around Lutron were amazing. Stories of fake trees planted around the facilities and why they were there, and stories of using analogies to educate the sales and marketing teams, and stories of scavenger hunts, and the story that I shared online today in my blog was one of the bread maker, and I'll give you the quick version of it. Of course, you can go read it at ravepubs.com, but if you have a story to share about the founder of Lutron, who passed away earlier this year, please go to my website at ravepubs.com, click on the blog about him, and leave a comment. But here's my story. So I was there working on a project for them, and this had actually happened some 10 years before I started working with them. And that is when the bread maker was invented back in the mid 80s, he was over in Japan and saw one. Of course, it wasn't here in the United States yet. And these are the household appliance bread makers is what I'm talking about, not the fancy expensive ones you find in restaurants. You know, the thing you put all the ingredients in, turn it on, and it makes bread 4 hours later. Well, he bought a bunch of those because he thought it was a cool product, brought them back to his engineering team, put them down on the table in front of them without any boxing, packaging, or instructions, and told them to figure out what they are. A couple days later, the engineering teams figured out what the thing was without any instructions, without any hints, without any internet, because it was before the internet, and they figured out it was a bread maker. The lesson learned, according to the engineers back then, was he was trying to tell them, I want our products this easy to use. I want to be able to ship products that don't require instructions, where people can figure out how to use them if they have to. It's a great way of explaining that kind of lesson. That's the kind of guy he was. Whether he was invested in Lutron and changing the world of lighting control and lighting in general, or he was invested in the world of Japanese pears. He went all in and left lessons behind him. So it's a great loss to not only Lutron, but to the industry, but I thought it would be a neat way to sort of honor him, to tell that little story. So Lutron, sorry for your loss. Joel, rest in peace, and thanks for listening to my Daily Rants and Raves.